Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Bring sufferers to the center. The work of justice is rooted in the prophetic tradition of the Hebrew Scriptures. Prophecy is the second most important charism for building the church. Prophets always announce to the people that they have to make a decision now. You can go this way and the outcome of events will undo you, or you can return to God, to love, and to the covenant. That's not predicting the future, it's naming the now, the way reality works. The future is highly contingent on the now. People can change history by changing themselves. When we find ourselves wounded and marginalized, and when we allow that suffering to teach us, we can become prophets. When we repeatedly experience the faithfulness, the mercy, and the forgiveness of God, then our prophetic voice emerges. That's the training school. That's where we learn how to speak the truth. Those who are excluded from the system always reveal the operating beliefs of that system. Speaking the truth for the sake of healing and wholeness is then prophetic, because the powers that be that benefit from the system cannot tolerate certain revelations. Are we willing to take the risk and become prophets ourselves? The prophets always bring the sufferers to the center. Justice is an essential part of God's nature. It manifests as a method of restoration and healing. For God to be just is for God to be faithful to God's own character and words. God's power for justice is precisely God's power to restore people when they are broken or hurt. God uses their mistakes to liberate them, to soften them, to enlighten them, to transform them, and to heal them. God's justice is always saving justice, always healing justice. Justice for the people is to participate in this wholeness and spaciousness of God, to be brought into God's freedom. True contemplatives have changed sides to the position of vulnerability and solidarity. people are drawn by God and by love. Once we are freed from our paranoia, from the narcissism that thinks we are the center of the world, or from our belief that our rights and dignity have to be defended before those of others, we can finally live and act with justice and truth. True contemplation is the most subversive of activities because it undercuts the one thing that normally refuses to give way: our natural individualism and narcissism. Not many people want that exposed. God changes us if we expose ourselves to God at a deep level. Rest in this knowing. Action and prayer are one. A genuine spiritual path leads to a living commitment to the coming will of God, to the present reign of God, to the kingdom of God within and around us, everywhere, for everyone. From contemplation comes the consciousness of the universal connectedness of life and the courage to model it as well. The real contemplative takes the whole world in and shelters it, reveres it, and protects it with a body made of the steely substance of a justice that springs from love. God wills the care of the poor as well as the reward of the rich, the end of oppressors who stand with the heel in the neck of the weak, the dignity and full development of all human beings, the side of the defenseless. Therefore, so must the true contemplative. To contemplate the God of justice is to be committed to justice. God is a living reality. Contemplation, you see, is a very dangerous activity. It not only brings us face to face with God, it brings us face to face with the world and the self, and then something must be done. Nothing stays the same once we have found the God within. We become connected to everything, to everyone. We carry the whole world in our hearts, the oppression of all peoples, the suffering of our friends, the burdens of our enemies, the raping of the earth, the hunger of the starving, the joyous expectation every laughing child has a right to. The zeal for justice consumes us. Action and prayer are one. Embracing our God-given identity provides healing amid society's injustices and empowers us to love others. When we think about love, we think about how is it that we love other people? How is it that we love ourselves so that we extend to other people the love we feel for ourselves? It's hard to love yourself when you follow people who degrade your humanity. It's hard to love yourself when you're being used by powerful people to carry out an agenda that buttresses their power but disempowers you. We must counter the narrative that we are nobody with the sense that we are somebody, and that means self-love. The theology and pedagogy of somebodiness teaches that I'm somebody, not only with God, but with each other and myself. I'm a child of God, and being a child of God, I'm essential, and no one has the right to limit or the power to limit my ability to be somebody. May all grow up in a society where that theology is so powerful. Surround others with the possibility that we can live into our highest capacity and love ourselves. Rest in this knowing. Loving solidarity. We must not separate ourselves from the suffering of the world. We have to place ourselves in situations where people who are not like us, outside our systems of success and security, so we can read life from another perspective. The needs we witness will pull us toward love, toward generosity and compassion. Justice is loving solidarity with those who suffer. Then we become more aware that right now there is a woman in Syria or Ukraine carrying her baby and running for her life. Take that in and be in solidarity with her in whatever ways you can, witnessing what she is going through, the anxiety, the pain, the fear. That's what teaches us how to love. That is the pain we must allow to transform us and inspire us to act somehow. All of us are called to the work of justice. Be encouraged to allow God's love to flow through you, transforming and healing pain. Revealing the justice of God, Jesus welcomed the stranger, rejected social discrimination, confronted economic injustice, spoke against institutional power, and repudiated war and violence. When we open our hearts to hospitality, we feel compelled to seek justice. When we embrace creation, the poor, our enemies, strangers, foreigners, outcasts, and others, we desire justice for them. We welcome without judging. We love our neighbors as ourselves. We reflect the justice, love, and hospitality of God. This hospitality leads us to desire and work for the flourishing, well-being, and good of others. Contemplation is a universal call that prepares us to seek and do justice. Intimacy with God is available to all. It is our birthright to open ourselves to the inner mystery of the heart of reality, which is the heart of each one of us. To see the world through its eyes and to live from it with courage and commitment. It starts with adopting a way of life that can help me grow and nourish my spiritual life, including building community, so that I may become God's hands and feet and microphone for healing and justice. Engage with the world from a place of prayer. Commit to doing the work of coming to terms with your social location and some of the distorted moral narratives that are so prevalent. Simplify your life and commit to ethical living. Practice works of mercy, making sure that your hands are touching the hands of someone who is suffering. Join a social movement. Our lives and relationships happen within institutions and systems in need of massive changes. Deepening your connection to God in you and around you. Do not be afraid to feel the love, the joy, and also the pain that are present. Don't be afraid to have a heart and to risk breaking your heart. Every time you are touching the pain, you are touching the sacred wound of God. God, whose life-giving love and justice will one day be all in all. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening. I'm listening. The angels are listening. God is listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.